السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
آمنت بالله ربا والإسلام دينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
أن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد يقول تبارك وتعالى في محكم التنزيل يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We lord Him. We lord Him. We praise Him. The sustainer, the maintainer, the giver, the all-merciful, the all-forgiving. And we bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship in truth except for Him alone. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, with no partners, as He is the one who gave us everything we have, owns us, our lives, and everything around us, and to Him we will return. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the noble Quran, O you who believe, fear Allah the way He should be feared in truth, and do not die except in the state of submission to Him, in the state of Islam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we die in the state of Islam. Say Ameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created mankind from one soul. And from this one soul, His spouse. And from this one soul and His spouse, countless men and women that will continue to live until the day of judgment, and then will be resurrected to the hereafter to be judged for their actions. If good, then good. And if bad, then to it is their ending. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our ending in Jannah. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to us the Quran and guided us to this blessed message of Islam and to the guidance and the teachings of our blessed and noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And through this guidance, we were taught that we were brothers and sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us brothers and sisters in Islam to show us that we were not called Muslims in vain, but we were called Muslims because we have certain rights upon one another. Just like our own family has rights upon us, our Muslim brothers and sisters have rights upon us as well. These rights begin when the Muslim is born, and these rights end when the Muslim dies, and perhaps continue even after the death of this Muslim. They do not stop at the death, but they continue afterwards. As soon as a Muslim is born, their right upon us is to do what? To do their aqiqah if we're their parent, and to go and visit and to make dua if we are their friends or their brothers and sisters in Islam. We go to them, we make dua for them, we gift them. They automatically have a right upon us as soon as they are born, subhanAllah. And throughout their life, they have rights upon us to visit them if they are sick, to help them if they are in need, to assist them if they need assistance. And when they die, their right upon us is to pray janazah on them and to make dua for them and to be there for their family. And after their death, to continue to make dua for them, either in general by making dua for forgiveness and mercy for all of the Muslimin, or to make dua for them specifically, if they were your family, they were your friends, or they were someone in your community. So our rights, the rights we have upon ourselves, are very, very noble and honoring and great rights that fortify the bond of brother and sisterhood in the community. And this is by the divine wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So because of this, I chose to live with one of the noble, profound prophetic sayings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our minds, our eyes, our ears, and our hearts to this noble hadith, as the rest of the khutbah will be an explanation of it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith in Sahih Muslim, narrated on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من نفس عن مؤمن من نفس عن مؤمن كربة من كرب الدنيا نفس الله عنه كربة من كرب يوم القيامة ومن يسر على معسر يسر الله عليه في الدنيا والآخرة ومن ستر مسلما ستره الله في الدنيا والآخرة ولا يزال الله في عون العبد مَا دَامَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the translation of this noble, profound prophetic saying, he said, whoever does tanfis, مَن نَفَّسَ, whoever relieves or relinquishes the pressure, the pain, the agony, the hardship of a Muslim brother or sister, then Allah will relieve them and relinquish them and ease the hardships on them, يوم القيامة. And tanfis in Arabic is, it's like releasing the pressure of. When we say tanfis, it's releasing the pressure of. Meaning, it's not complete eradication of the problem. Many Muslims have problems, brothers and sisters in Islam. Eradicating the problem might be of difficulty to many of us. But in this hadith, all the Prophet ﷺ is telling us is to do what? Tanfis. Relieve them of some of the pressure that they may have. For the people who do tafrij, they have their ajr, which is completely relinquishing. For the people who do tanfis and relieving them, alleviating some of the pressure that is on them because of the hardships they are going through, then for them is the ajr. What will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them? He will give them tanfis yawm al-qiyamah. So what they give is what they get. And this is something that we see throughout the hadith. And this is a principle that we should all remember and memorize, because this is something we see every day of our lives, brothers and sisters. The principle we extract from this hadith is what? الجزاء من جنس العمل. What you give is what you get. Perfect justice. Perfect justice. What you do to people in this dunya is what is done to you in this dunya and in the akhirah. The Prophet ﷺ alluded to this principle in many other ahadith. For example, the hadith of Ar-Rahimuna, يَرْحَمُهُمُ الرَّحْمَنِ إِرْحَمُوا مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَرْحَمُكُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ إِرْحَمُوا مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَرْحَمُكُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ. The people who have mercy, Allah has mercy on them on the Day of Judgment. Have mercy on the people in this dunya, and the one in the hereafter, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will have mercy on you. Allah will have mercy on you when? In the akhirah. The Prophet ﷺ also alluded to this in another hadith. He said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُعَذِّبْ الَّذِينَ يُعَذِّبُونَ النَّاسِ فِي الدُّنْيَا. Indeed, Allah will punish those who punish people, of course, unjustly in this dunya. Those who inflict punishment on others, Allah will punish them. What you give is what you get. What you do to people in this dunya is what is done to you in the akhirah. If it's good, by Allah, you will find it on the Day of Judgment. And if it is bad, then by Allah, you will find it in the Day of Judgment. And the Quran and the Sunnah is filled with examples of this. But we don't have time in this khutbah to mention many examples. So in the first part of the hadith, we said, مَن نَفَّسَ عَن مُؤْمِنٍ كُرْبَةً مِن كُرَبِ الدُّنْيَا نَفَّسَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ كُرْبَةً مِن كُرَبِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامِ. And in the second part, مَن يَسَّرَ عَلَى مُعْسِرٍ يَسَّرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Whoever does taysir, who makes it easy for a person who is in debt, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make their debt easy on the Day of Judgment. Do people have debt on the Day of Judgment? Yes, brothers and sisters in Islam. People will be resurrected on this day, the Day of Judgment, with debt. And the only way to repay this debt is by making it easy on people who are indebted to you, or paying the debt of others, to relinquish them of the burden of debt. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this will relieve you of the debt of the Day of Judgment. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve us of this, the debt on that day. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. The third part is, من ستر مسلما ستره الله في الدنيا والآخرة. من ستر مسلما, whoever conceals and covers the faults of a Muslim, Allah will cover their faults on the Day of Judgment. We ask Allah to cover our faults on the Day of Judgment. Brothers and sisters, some people think that mentioning the faults of others is a way of helping them. Oh, you know, Fulan, be careful from him. Oh, you know what he did? Oh, you know what she did? You know what I saw her doing? You know what I saw him doing? That type of talk is what will bring our exposure on the Day of Judgment. The more you expose people's faults in this dunya, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expose you in this dunya and in the akhirah. And we seek refuge in Allah from this. No one wants their faults concealed. So the only way to conceal our faults is to know of other people's faults and to not speak of them, to conceal them, to preserve them, to advise them privately, not to expose them, brothers and sisters in Islam. And the last part of this hadith and this profound prophetic saying, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَا دَامَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ. Indeed, Allah is with and in the assistance of a servant, so long as the servant is in the assistance of others. And this is the general principle we extracted in the beginning. الْجَزَاءُ مِنْ جِنْسِ الْعَمَلِ. In another hadith, عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that on the Day of Judgment, the people will be hungry and they will be thirsty and they will be tired. The people who fed in this dunya will be fed, who fed others in this dunya, who fed people who needed to be fed, the people who provided iftar, the people who didn't hesitate to feed someone who was hungry on the street. These people, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compensate them with on the Day of Judgment? He said, the people who fed in this dunya, will be fed from the fruits of Jannah on Yawm al-Qiyamah. A day when everyone is hungry. No one has anything to eat, but these people are eating from the fruits of Jannah, Yawm al-Qiyamah, because of what? Because of what they fed others in this dunya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from them. And everyone will be thirsty on Yawm al-Qiyamah. They'll be thirsty to their throats. Imagine. Thirst after sweat, after tiresome years, perhaps not finding anything to drink. Thirsty. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will quench the thirst of who? The thirst of people who gave others something to drink, who were thirsty in this dunya. People who didn't hesitate to provide water to the masjid or to the community or to poor people in general, these people will be given what to drink? Sealed nectar from Jannatul Firdaus. Imagine this. They will drink from sealed nectar, not from the water of Jannah, but from the sealed nectar, from the fruits of Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us this sealed nectar on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. And everyone will be tired and will be distressed on the Day of Judgment. Except for who? Those who pardoned others in the dunya. Those who could have took their haqq. They had the ability to take their right. Someone didn't treat them well. Someone didn't give them their due rights. What do they do in return? What they do is they pardon them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will relieve them of the distress of Yawm al-Qiyamah. May Allah relieve us of this distress. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Narrated by Ibn Abi Dunya radiyallahu anhu, that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, he said, the people on Yawm al-Qiyamah will be as naked as they have ever been, and hungrier than they have ever been, thirstier than they have ever been, and more distressed than they have ever been. He said, whoever clothed someone for the sake of Allah will be clothed, and whomever fed will be fed, and whomever gave something to drink will be given something to drink, and whomever pardoned will be pardoned on this day. May Allah pardon us all. Brothers and sisters in Islam, not everyone in the dunya is from Ashab al-Kurub. Not everyone in this dunya lives through hardship. Some people live through na'ma. Na'am, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed their blessings upon them. We ask Allah to continue to bestow His blessings upon us. We live in peace. We live in security. We live in safety. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. These are some of the greatest na'am that Allah can give us. If you're not hungry, you're not thirsty, And you feel secure, you don't feel like injustice will be forced upon you, you don't feel like someone will take one of your rights away, then you own the dunya and everything in it. Everything in this dunya was given to you, because there are people that don't have this around the world. So these people, Ashab al-Kurub, these people who live through hardships, tests, trials, and tribulations, we should look for them, and we should try to relinquish them of their stresses, of their hardships, live with them in their trials, be with them, have a smile on your face, give salams, be kind, be nice. If it's a child, pat on his head. If it's someone who's older, kiss his forehead. Be respectful. Anything you do in this dunya will be given to you in equal on the Day of Judgment. نُوَفِّ إِلَيْهِمْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ فِيهَا وَهُمْ فِيهَا لَا يُبْخَسُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا. Indeed, Allah will never lose what the ajr, the good deeds. The person who performs good in this dunya will always find it on the Day of Judgment. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the people of good deeds and righteous actions. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to reap the benefits of everything good we do in this dunya in the akhirah, and to make us from ashab al-taqwa wa ashab al-salah. أقول ما سمعتم وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد الصادق الوعد الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, in the time that we live in today, and for those who don't know, I serve as a youth director here in Epic Masjid. The things that I see and I have seen since I served as a youth director made me grow some white hairs on my beard. And the job isn't as easy as some may think. It is fun. It is something I truly enjoy and have a passion for. But when you hear what these youth have in their hearts and in their minds, and when they spill out what's deep down inside, what not even their parents hear, it is really scary, brothers and sisters. It's scary because these people of hardship, these people of tests and trials and tribulations are amongst us today and live amongst us and perhaps look like the happiest people around us. But in reality, they're fighting. There's a battle going on in their hearts. There's a battle going on in their minds that we are totally oblivious to. We have no idea. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, سَتُعْرَضُ عَلَيْكُمُ الْفِتَنْ كَالْحَصِيرِ عُودًا عُودًا. And I remember when I read this hadith, I said, Allahu Akbar. The Prophet ﷺ said that the trials will befall upon you. This is in the end of times. كالحصير, like the mats that we pray on. عُودًا عُودًا. One string at a time. Meaning they're stuck together. They're stuck together. That's how close these fitan are to each other. And I never imagined, I'm like, subhanAllah, when I grew up, I was young, we had, and perhaps, let's just think of someone 100 years ago. They would have one major trial, two major trials in their life, a hard time throughout the year, one shubha, something, you know, that they couldn't digest, one shahwa, there's someone who they got to know and, you know, an illegitimate relationship, and they had to overcome it, and they had to be patient and persevere. But today, ya ikhwan, today it is exactly the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described it. Kal hasir, through social media, when one of our youth who is still trying to understand the world around them, who still doesn't have a complete understanding of what's going on in the world, who's still formulating their perception of everything around them, what is making them formulate? The social media. They go to Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and it's fitan after fitan after fitan. One thing at a time. One is a shahwa. They have to say, astaghfirullah, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Next, it's a shubha. Somebody is spreading misconceptions about Islam. The one after it, another shahwa. The one after it, something that strikes an emotional chord. Something that strikes, and it's fitan upon fitan upon fitan. And then they have all of this bottled up inside of them. And when we work as mentors and advisors to the youth, we hear a lot of the things that the parents do not hear. Brothers and sisters, what we are doing here in the masjid, and not all masajid have this, by the way, and not all masajid are in tune with what the youth are going through. We really, really have to go back and think of what the role of the masjid truly is. And we have to understand that the next generation of the masjid is the generation that will carry it on their backs. Alhamdulillah, the foundations of the masjid are upon the shoulders of those who donated and built this beautiful and amazing facility. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward everyone who contributed towards it. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. But the mission continues and it goes on, and what is to come is a lot more difficult. And the way to do this, the way to overcome this, the way to combat what is to come, is by facilitating this in the masjid and aiding, assisting every single cause that we can that helps the youth. Everything that you give, ikhwani wa akhawati, everything you give for the masjid will go towards building the next generation that will carry the message of Islam. Grow the ummah, fortify it, strengthen the iman of our youth. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us reasons for it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to use us for His sake and to make us from the people that build the masajid of Allah upon taqwa. That build the masajid of Allah upon taqwa. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us conscious of ourselves, our children, our families, and the youth of our communities. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the best of the dunya and the akhirah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us, have mercy on us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relinquish us of the hardships of this dunya and the akhirah. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول ما سمعتم وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم والسلام عليكم.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استوى اعتدلوا. الله أكبر. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك تبارك اسمك. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك تبارك اسمك. لا إله غير الله بسم الله الشيطان بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى، ما ودعك ربك وما قلى، وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى، ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى، ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى، ووجدك ضالا فهدى، ووجدك عائلا فأغنى، فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر، وأما السائل فلا تنهر، وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر.
سبحان ربي العظيم. سبحان ربي
العظيم. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر، إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات، وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر.
سبحان الله.
الله أكبر.
اللهم
الله أكبر.
سبحان ربي العظيم. سبحان ربي العظيم. سبحان ربي العظيم. سبحان ربي العظيم. سبحان ربي العظيم.
الله أكبر.
وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم اعوذ بك من شر النفاثات بشرف المسيح الدجال.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
استغفر الله.
Assalamu alaikum, just a quick announcement. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Just some quick announcements, inshallah, brothers and sisters. First, inshallah ta'ala, as you all know, tomorrow, bi'idhnillah, we have the community dinner and fundraiser, bi'idhnillah, azza wa jal. Inshallah, we can see you all there, bi'idhnillah, azza wa jal. See these bright faces that I'm looking at right now. The next is, I want to remind you to donate for the masjid as you're leaving. The second, the third, the Umrah trip for Sheikh Nadeem, inshallah. You must register and put your thing in if you intend to go to Umrah with Sheikh Nadeem's group, inshallah, March 13th to March 22nd. Please register and put in all your documents. Bi'idhnillah Azza wa Jal. Number four, Hajj with Ustaz Bajur. Inshallah, they began to register for Hajj this year, inshallah ta'ala. So if you do intend to go to Hajj, inshallah, visit the desk and inquire about that so you can submit your documents and prepare early, bi'idhnillah azza wa jal. Number five, as you all know, we have, inshallah, soon we have youth programs coming up. So I just want to ask the families of the youth, the father, the parents of the youth, mothers and fathers, to please stay tuned, inshallah, to any activities that are going to be posted, sent by email, or posted on any of the social media platforms, inshallah ta'ala. I'm getting settled in right now, but soon, inshallah, expect to get some more posts, so just be tuned and be prepared. Jazakumullah khair. And an announcement. Did you...
Assalamu alaikum. This is your brother Harun Sayed from Election Commission for the upcoming board elections for APEC. Quick announcements. Firstly, for the meet and greet, which is inshallah on Sunday, the 12th of January between Maghrib and Isha. It will be in the multipurpose hall and it will be for members only. So again, a reminder, if you want to be a part of that event, and if you're not a member, registered member, so you can go ahead and member. You just have to be a member, not a voting member at this moment, so that you know your concerns are addressed by the candidates. And to keep it simple, we have opened up the forum in which you can email us the questions if you are unable to make it to the event, and the Election Commission will ask your questions on behalf of the committee. And for the people who are going to be present in the event, inshallah, you will be given opportunity to write down your questions, but no verbal questions will be allowed. And the questions will be monitored by the Election Commission so that it is in the best interest of the community and for the candidates. And the next two important things is be on a lookout, because of the election date is next Sunday, which is January 19th. Not this Sunday, the coming Sunday after that, that is the election date. So inshallah, before that, we will be having early voting and absentee voting open as well for the community, and the instructions will be mailed out. So keep an eye open on your inbox. If you're traveling and if you're unable to make it, just be on the lookout for the email, and we'll give the time, inshallah. Jazakallah khair, and assalamu alaikum.